American beef has made a comeback in South Korea. Butcher shops and supermarkets in the East Asian nation are again stocking their shelves with American steaks, and shoppers can't seem to get enough. Now, this may come as a surprise if you recall what was happening in South Korea this past springtime. That's when the government lifted a 5-year embargo on U.S. beef, and protesters took to the streets. As Jason Struther reminds us from Seoul, the demonstrators were warning that you could catch mad cow disease from eating American meat.
At first, the protests were peaceful. Throngs of high school students and families came out to Seoul's City Hall Plaza. They held candles, and at times it seemed more like a carnival than a demonstration. But then things got ugly. Labor unions joined in, and opponents of President Lee Myung-bak boycotted the National Assembly, virtually shutting down the government. Protesters clashed with riot police, and hundreds were arrested for inciting violence. But it only took a few months for South Koreans to change their tune. That's the sound of American beef being pushed through a mechanical slicer, cut into thin strips for Korean barbecue. The A-Meat butcher chain was the first to start selling U.S. meat when imports resumed earlier this year. Between their 120 locations, they sell 10 tons a day. The butcher here says boneless short ribs are a customer favorite.
질문은 많이 없습니다. 맛있다고. 예, 맛있고.
She says not that many people have questions about the meat. Some ask how does it taste, but no one asks if it has mad cow disease. Diagrams of cows hang on the walls, showing exactly where each cut of meat comes from. American beef has won over some former skeptics, like this 18-year-old high school student who didn't want to give his name. He was buying a few pounds of brisket.
광우병이 걸린 소라든가 좀 30개월 이상 된 소가.
He says that he used to be worried that he'd catch mad cow disease from eating American beef from cows older than 30 months, but he thinks it's safe now, thanks to tougher inspections. He adds that he wanted to join his friends last summer during the protests, but his school forbade students from participating. A-Meat's manager, Park Chung-min, says after the ban was lifted, protesters would stand outside his shop and pick fights with customers. To him, the demos had nothing to do with health.
It was not dangerous. People know, but it's kind of a political problems. That's my opinion.
Critics say the protests have left a scar on South Korea.
Oh, I think it has damaged our reputation very much. We have made a fool of ourselves in the international marketplace.
Veteran Korean journalist Shim Jae-hoon agrees that some opposition politicians and left-leaning media pulled the strings of the demonstrators.
Following the government's investigation of how media companies play this issue, then the whole objection against American beef imports disappeared.
You're not surprised?
No, we are not surprised at all, because it was very much an artificial issue right from the beginning.
But political manipulation can't explain everything, like how millions of people could be swept up into mass hysteria overnight and then cool down almost just as quickly. Shim believes Korea's position as a young and inexperienced democracy has a lot to do with the hot and cold nature of the civil society here.
We are not very much rational. We do not have this training. Our culture is relatively still young. We have a still long way to go in equipping ourselves with devising institutional mechanisms to rationally think and debate our issues.
Tough economic times in Korea might also explain American beef's sudden surge in popularity. It's a lot cheaper than home-raised, and it's competitive with Australian and other foreign producers. 1 pound of American tenderloin costs about $15. The Korean equivalent can cost 3 times that. But not everyone is sold on U.S. beef. My friend Kim Ji-hung, who came with me to the butcher shop, says he's still not convinced that American meat is really that safe, so he's sticking with homegrown.
If I'm poor, I may choose American beef, because I have no choice. I have to survive, and I want to eat beef. But fortunately, I don't have that kind of economic problem, so I'll choose the better one.
Better means Korean. Ji-hung acknowledges that when he studies abroad at a college in Kansas next year, he'll probably wind up eating his own words. For the World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.